Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Heavy Talk. Tonight's topic will be, segment one will be open mic. Segment two, Bud and Robbie G will be talking about the Jim Crow, Gucci blackface, and all the above. Segment three will be NFL free agency. And then segment four, as it is each and every week, Team Spotlight. Spotlight Team of the Week will be the Hurricane. So again, without further ado, I bring to you the host with the most real talk, the most heavy talk, the most dynamic following, and rising up the charts, Robbie G and Pud.
What up? What up? Heavy Talk Radio.
Heavy Talk, Heavy Robbie Talk, G. What it do, what it do.
I got my man Pud in the building. Pud, how you doing today?
Feeling blessed, less stressed, my brother. Feeling blessed, less stressed. Happy Valentine's Day to all the beautiful people out there. And especially, want to give a shout out to my love of my life, Jessica Jones. Happy Valentine's Day, bitch. How you doing,
well,
today, Rob?
Deal,
what's
man?
Going on with you? What's going on with you, man?
Man,
tell
man,
me something, man. How your Valentine's Day going?
It's smooth. I'm helping my son do his homework. That's my Valentine's Day.
Hey, listen, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, you got something. I remember back when I was in school, I used to be geeked about Valentine's Day because you wanted to know if you got that card from that girl you like. I choose you.
I got a Valentine's Day story.
Yeah, give me one. Give me one.
I got one for you. I wish you could cut the music so I can really have my time to tell my story. But look, thank you. So let me tell my Valentine's Day story. I'm in kindergarten, right? I'm in kindergarten. Find a teacher in the school, right? Miss Washington. I went to
you
Lynch
still
Elementary.
Remember her name?
Yeah. She was fine as hell. Miss Washington. I go out the night before Valentine's Day. And I hope my mama listens because she can attest to this. And we go to Kmart. I get her this big, giant heart candy, right? And I come to school fresh as hell. And I go to school the next day. I give her her card and her candy, right? So the next following day, because it was on a Wednesday, that Thursday, I forgot I had to turn in a project or whatever it was. I forgot what the project was. I turn in the project. And my mom mm-hmm. come pick me up, and Miss Washington comes and says, "Oh, Rob, me and my husband enjoyed the candy you gave me." I look, and I knew then women wasn't SHIT since then.
Oh man,
I ain't bullying though. Hey, bull, it hurt my heart. That was my first heartache.
Oh my God, on Valentine's Day.
Bingo.
On Valentine's Day, that's bad, man. Well, I got to, you know, I ain't never had a bad Valentine. I think I used to just always go at the girl I knew I couldn't get. And they used to always tell me that was sweet, but it just stopped right there. Nothing else. I ain't get no hug.
Right.
I ain't get no kiss on the cheek. That was nice.
That was nice. Huh? That was it.
Boy, I don't even believe in love because of Valentine's Day as a kid, man.
Yeah.
But I love now, man. Been a beautiful day, man. We glad we got that weather off of that deep freeze we was in for a couple weeks ago. So, kind of move around a little bit.
That deep freeze was terrible, wasn't it? But I'm gonna tell you what got me, bud. One day it was below zero. No, it was -16. Right. The next day it was 62 degrees.
Yeah, that's the only place. Michigan is the only place that you can get. You can lose your life from weather in the midst of a day or two. You can go from 60 to -6 in a day. Man, that's pneumonia. hypothermia, frostbite, all that's just all mixed together in the wind, and then they hit you right in your chest, and now you're in the hospital. Michigan weather is crazy. That's why you got to stay. You got to stay in one of those Beer Nation joggers or one of them 1-800 heavy joggers. You know.
You got to have all
that. You know.
1-800.
You
got to
have
on
a jogger.
Nice and
you
warm.
You
got to
have that jogger on.
You got to have on a nice, you know, Beer Nation jogger to keep yourself nice and warm. Or a Beer Nation
every
sweat.
Day, every
1-800
day.
1-800 heavy
all sweat. Day. Hey, log on 1-800heavy.com. We got to throw that promo in here for y'all.
You know that.
But, you know, we got to get into this heavy talk today. You know, it's a lot going on out here. I know a lot of people was very upset. You know, of course, we gave our thanks for Valentine's Day. But more importantly, this is the Black History Month. You know, this is our month to where we pay homage to those before us, our ancestors, who definitely dedicated not only their time and their efforts, but also a lot of them put their life on the line so that we may have the opportunities that we have today. So, in that aspect, you know, it's a lot going on right now that just shook up not only social media, but also just everyday living as an African-American male in the United States. So just want to start going into that area, you know, talk on that. And, Rob, what you think about it? What you think going on right now? I know you see a lot of things. I know your phone stay jumping off just like mine do. So what you hearing about right now?
Right now, the main thing is your boy, man. I really didn't want to jump right into it. But you know,
we're gonna give out the number first. Still open mic. Give out the number 929-477-4182. Give out the IG and the Twitter, and then you got about four calls lined up because we're still in open mic segment. I can let these guys
okay.
on, and then we kind of give them a tease because segment two will be the Jim Crow segment. So
that's right, and that's like the
yep.
main topic. That Jim Crow is the main topic. Again, that number, man, call in. That number is 929-477-4182. Y'all can catch us on
now,
Instagram.
We gotta start.
Hold on.
Wait, Rob.
We
got to start saying that number better, man.
That's the number.
You
got to
say the number better,
4-7-7-4-1-8-2. How better
no.
than you can say it, bro? I can't say it.
I want to say it like Billy D. Coke 45. You know, how do you remember Coke 45? Because he used to say it like, when you go outside, you want to make
Coke 45.
Sure you got that.
Anybody drinking Coke
45?
Coke 45. Coke 45.
Listen,
you better not drink no Coke 45.
I drink a 45 right now.
929-477-4182. Instagram, Heavy Talk 1. Twitter, Heavy Talk 1. Facebook, Heavy Talk Podcast. Go subscribe to the Instagram, Twitter, like our Facebook, man. Let's get it.
And now while we have open mic, we still got about maybe 5 minutes. I'm going to bring a call in for you guys. 313-779-5936. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
Welcome, fellas.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going
on?
You all
right?
I'm all right. Yourself?
Doing great.
Doing great. Who are we speaking with?
Cersei, the great Cersei.
Oh, the legendary.
Cersei.
The great.
How you doing today, brother Cersei? How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. You know, I've been waiting to get on this line.
Hey, listen, to all those who don't know, all our listeners, Cersei is the former owner of the Michigan Vipers. Now he's just put together one of the biggest, what is it? You guys teamed up and became
merger.
One of the biggest
teams. A great merger.
Yeah, great merger. He took two teams. He took two pieces together and made clay and molded it to something beautiful called the – now they're called the Raiders. I don't want to say
Metro Detroit Raiders.
Metro Detroit Raiders. Let me give them their name. Congratulations on that, too. I know it's hard being an owner, you know, in Michigan, but definitely see the beautiful work you're doing, not only for us as men, but the inner city kids as well. Come out and see Cersei, man. He got a great thing going. If you're interested, you can give us your information, man. What's your information? How does somebody learn about the Raiders? How can they follow you?
We got Facebook, Metro Detroit Raiders. Currently, that's all we got going on right now. Just getting started. Not nothing spectacular going on right now. Other than that, we're going to have a first official this Sunday at the Field House from,
okay.
from 6 to 8 on Lafayette.
Okay. So anybody, y'all get that? They have a practice this Sunday. If you want to come in and get some work, meet a great coach and a great owner, look up the Metro Detroit Raiders. You can follow them on Facebook right now. I'm pretty sure they'll get right back to you. But glad to have you call in today. I know you got something that you want to tell us. So we're going to just start listening to you, Brother Thurston. We'll get you the floor right now.
I mean, I don't really have much to say, you know. Just mainly, you know, us as owners, we got to communicate more among each other first. You know, just like the teams have players. Okay, we're part of somebody's team as far as the league go. We're the league players, and from the league players, you got the players of the team. You know, it's a lot of stuff we need to clean up, mainly our field usage. I mean, it's hard to get fields here in the Metro Detroit area, mainly because of things that happen at the field, after the field, mainly beer bottles, alcohol bottles. We need those everywhere. You know, even at my field, I normally try to be the last one there to clean it up. But sometimes, I overlook stuff too. And, you know, we lost a field due to fighting. That's another issue we have in real up here. In a minute, we ain't going to have nowhere to play.
So you're saying the inner city, most of the teams now, you're saying the after – curricular activity. This is happening after the game. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, definitely, as me being a player, definitely can understand how that could be a serious issue. More importantly, as men, we definitely got to learn a better way to conduct ourselves. But you did say in the beginning, it start with the owner. So you only can follow your lead if your lead leading you in the right direction. But, you know, as a group, as a whole, we definitely got to do better. And,
right.
I think we got another caller coming in. Cersei, I want to thank you again for giving us a call in. You know, we definitely love you. Give us a call back. Let us know.
All righty.
Okay.
Appreciate you, Cersei. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's next?
I thought was another caller on the line. I was trying to see if he was going to bring him in.
313-694-5134. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
Heavy Talk, what's up?
313-694-5134.
I think they heard it. They heard their phone number.
Hey, y'all
gonna
get the bomb in a minute.
Going once, going twice. 313-694-5134.
You out of there.
We'll put you on mute. Go to the next caller. 313-829-3826. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
Heavy Talk. What's going on?
Heavy Talk, what's good?
Who we speaking
what's
with?
What's going on?
Not too much, y'all all right?
Y'all, who we speaking with?
Bless.
Just Jason.
Jason, what's poppin'?
Nothing was happening with y'all fellas. Y'all all right?
Yeah, man. Appreciate you calling in. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Nothing. I just wanted to, I know I might be a little early for the little hurricanes topic, but I want to touch on the blackface for a minute, and then y'all can put me back on hold. I get to the hurricanes talk when y'all get to that. But biggest thing I want to say about the blackface talk is
this Jay
Rob, yeah, you know who it is.
No, your voice sounds different. Okay, I ain't going to say nothing. It sounds different when you're regular. Go ahead.
Right. No, I just wanted to talk about the blackface thing. Like, you put a post up. I think that was key. And I think that the post you put up was pretty much telling of the black community for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Like, so we embrace things of what we hear. And we embrace the things that cost of money because we're infatuated with that. You know, if something costs an extreme amount of dollars, regardless of how much it costs and how bad it looks, we'll pay for that just to say that we have that item.
Yep.
But we won't support our own people that have items that look better, that is more affordable for us than what we'll pay for that. And I think that we're doing our whole community a disservice when we do that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, y'all got two great African-American clothing line people support heavily, but I still feel that
okay.
they don't support them enough.
What I want you to do, what I want you to do is hold that thought. We gotta
hey, hold that
break.
Thought, Jay. We're going to commercial.
And then we come right back. We definitely get into that topic.
Right,
you know, we definitely want to get right back to you, get right on that topic of blackface.
Yep, for sure.
All right. And we're back. You're listening to Heavy Talk. We're back. Heavy Talk. So to get back up, you know, everybody had to go take a little bathroom break. No, I'm just joking. No. Right now, this segment of the show, we get into the most one of the most serious topics that created a wave around the nation, and it's talking about one of the lines that I all used to, me being a fashion guy in the fashion industry, I always respected, was the clothing line Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Burberry, Guess. I used to be a what they call a fashion whore, a label whore. So. So I know a lot about good design and clothing, but definitely this topic is definitely major because I don't know if a lot of people know in the media, Gucci released a new sweater line for going into the end of the winter season, and it was called the Blackface. It was actually the skeletal mouth of the Blackface. Of how back in the early 30s, 40s, and 50s, just before the 60s, this is how Caucasians used to imitate and impersonate African-American entertainers. So this thing became very popular in the southern states, and it became a disrespectful way of imitating African-Americans because, of course, all of our skin is not black. So it was almost made of a mockery of our people, our talents and our abilities, and more importantly, who we are. And I think Gucci putting that forefront as a face for their brand was probably the worst move ever I've ever seen.
It wasn't that it was a face for their brand. They were just trying to, I'm gonna just say it. They were mocking us, and they put that out there because they're looking at the other designers like Prada. You know, Prada had a little black monkey boy, I'll say, and were putting it on their purses. Moncler, they got the jacket with the whole face, with the whole black face all over it, and they just was doing the same thing because they know that this generation now and people with money don't care. They're just gonna buy it anyway, and that's the problem. We setting ourselves up. We standing for nothing. Well, we're not standing at all, actually. That's our biggest problem. Like with this whole with this whole conversation, put, I'm really upset with our people in every way. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of people It's a lot of people that's taken up for Floyd Mayweather. It's a lot of people that's taken up for Steve Harvey. Did you hear Steve Harvey and Monique go at it?
No, I didn't. What did Steve Harvey say?
Steve, you know, I ain't been agreeing with a lot of the stuff Monique been doing either. But Steve Harvey flat out put it out there, money is better than integrity. Because you can't stand for something and say you just doing it for your integrity because you got your family behind you. And we're talking about people that are millionaires. You know what I'm saying? To your boy Floyd Mayweather. I feel it. If that man would have said flat out F Gucci right then and there, if he was just being just trying to be funny towards T.I., since T.I. said, you know what, you know how I talk, but so if he would have just been like, yo, I ain't messing with Gucci today. I'm finna spend this $25,000 on Hog Society. I mean, on 1-800-HEAVY. You know what I'm saying? That would have been something. He would have sparked something in the black community that no one has seen ever, man. Especially not.
Well,
especially.
I gotta say this. Let me shout out to all the people, because ever since Gucci dropped the ball and forgot that we were the ambassadors of purchasing their material, a lot of stock has went up in other markets of fashion, and I mean a lot of local owners throughout the city of Detroit. Not only include myself, I'm talking about people all over the place from Stack and Pray, Rich Struggles, Beard Nation, Dream Rich, all these other brands that's around the city locally have starting to see increase of support due to the outlash of what's happened on the national scale. Now, my opinion about Floyd Mayweather, what he did, man, I want to say I was disappointed, because you only have two, and I say two as in two players or athletes, or three, because you got to count Serena Williams. Because Tiger failed. We know Tiger dropped the ball. We know that. But you have Michael Jordan, is labeled as the GOAT, the best player to ever play basketball. You have Floyd Mayweather, labeled as the greatest boxer to ever put on the gloves. And then you have Serena Williams, who's being rated as one of the best professional tennis players ever. For Floyd Mayweather to make the comment that he made as an African-American man, born and raised in Michigan, so we know how it is here with this 6% and 11% tax hike every other month or every other week. For the comments that he made about, I just love everybody, I feel like he has suffered from cooning. Now, if people don't understand what cooning is when you have, well, actually, Malcolm X used to put it as Uncle Tom, and, you know, and cooning too. Basically, when you forget who you are and what you stand for just to get along. And I think that's what Floyd Mayweather just did. And then the disrespect was, I'm about to go to Gucci. We're going to shop at Gucci today. You wouldn't spend $25,000. Now, I guarantee it's your money. We know Floyd Mayweather got a lot of money to blow. But what makes me upset is when you think about the water crisis in Flint, the Mayweather people never donated a dime, and you're from there. You're from Big Rapids. You have gyms in Flint that you run, and you haven't donated to any crises in Michigan, but you're going to get on a live format like a TMZ or YouTube and make a statement about nobody ever supporting the money team. And, Rob, we both know. I know personal friends that went broke going to Vegas to see those fights. What about you, Rob? I know I got a few people there that have been at those fights and seen things go wrong, left, boom, boom, boom. And Mayweather come out on top.
Hey.
We go back home to go live our regular lives.
And people, I don't watch people damn near lose their houses going to go see their fights trying to stunt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We done seen it all. The thing is this.
Absolutely.
You got to stand for something or fall for nothing, dog. He didn't stand for us. They trying to say, well, you know, a lot of people been on my head about it because I've been talking about it all week. And, Rob, how you going to want him to be a leader? What you mean? You put in that position. Yes, you worked hard to be what you is. Now stand for something. It's yeah. cool for you to go buy a $1 trillion car and you the only person in the world with it, but you can't give that $3 million to Flint. You
yeah.
can't, because that's all they need to fix their water crisis. You can't give that. Hey, you can't get you can just say forget Gucci for the day. You could have went back to Gucci and shop whatever, but just for that moment, just say yo, forget Gucci. I ain't messing with them. Come on, man.
Okay.
Everybody want to say because it's the trend. When we gonna stand up?
Well, not to cut you off, Rob. I see we got a few callers coming in. I definitely see the line buzzing off. Yeah, we got a lot of. I guess we did hit a nail. So I want to get somebody on the line. Coach, how can you bring in the next caller for us? I definitely want to hear what they got to say about this issue, or the brother that was on the line before we went to break. We get him back on here.
All right, I'm gonna ask that 313-585-6704 go somewhere where we can't hear the muffled noise. But I want to bring back the brother you had on before we went to break. 313-892-3826. Get back to the convo. We have you talk.
What's happening, fellas?
Yeah.
You back on here? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about it is, though, like how you said, Pud, like, you know, when you get money, you feel, I don't know exactly what you said, but you, like with the Jim Crow thing, you act to be respected. But I don't even think it's that. I think it's just a society where when you have enough money, now we have to be realistic about this. Floyd Mayweather has more money than probably 70% of white people in America.
Yes, sir. That's right.
So,
absolutely.
So his mentality is going to be different, and it's the same way in our community today. When black people have success, and it's not about taking everybody with you, because when you have success, you can't take everybody with you. But it's about giving back. Now,
absolutely.
If I was a person in Floyd's shoes and I got over $800 million, would it kill me to take $100 million, put it in an account where it draws 30% interest a year? You know what I could do with that 30% interest off $100 million? I probably could get a homeless shelter that would take care of 500 people or more a year where they wouldn't have to pay anything. Pay the workers at least $50,000 a year and help solve the homeless crisis and help solve the issues with our people. See, what we fail to realize is that when we get this success, we don't give back. And then you wonder why your car is getting stolen, your houses is getting broken into, ladies is getting raped, kids is getting kidnapped, because we don't do that. You know, we don't do the same things. And the one thing that I always tell black people when I have a conversation with them, and look at the Middle Eastern descent people. They look out for their people way more than anything. You go into a liquor store outside of the main franchises, the Pepsis, the Cokes, the Lays. Who coming in their store bringing cigarettes? You see an Arabic apple outside in the van bringing cartons of cigarettes, bringing cartons of liquor,
man.
Bringing all of those necessities, paper towel, tissue. They are recycling their dollars in their community. But we have an issue with doing that because we mad at the nigga down the street because we mad about what he got. That nigga think he better than me. He think he got more stuff than what I got. I can't let him outdo me. And long as we have that mindset, we're going to continue to be where we are. And that's just reality.
Hey, man, we really appreciate you because you spitting some real gems. Really appreciate
it
today,
know,
man.
Yep,
I'll
be back for the – I'll call back in for the hurricane talk.
For sure, man. We appreciate you. Hey, man.
Hold on.
Hey, don't let them go. Because you missed y'all segment. We gave y'all a beautiful shout out the first week. You know that, right?
Right.
For
no,
those
I
who don't know,
that,
this is
I,
Jason
I,
Curtis. This is Jason Curtis, the owner of the Detroit Ravens. We gave y'all a nice shout out the first week, man. So we definitely appreciate you calling.
Well, first I want to say I appreciate it before y'all let me go for a call back in. What y'all doing right now is great, and I hope y'all keep it up and keep doing it and don't let nobody deter y'all because this don't have nothing to do with what we have going on in the semi-pro world. This is what we need, and it needs more exposure, and you have to give respect where respect is due, and what y'all doing right now is real respect, and it's 100.
Hey, you know,
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Yep, I'll call back in shortly, man. Keep it going.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah. You know, like to chime in a little bit on what he was saying. The big issue is you know, Arabs and immigrants that come over, you know, they're able to manipulate the tax system and have 7 free years of not paying taxes. And then once they you know, exhaust that 7 years, they'll bring over somebody else. And before you know it, in 20 years, you know, the business has only changed hand in name just to avoid taxes. So, you know, when I was growing up, man, there were black-owned gas stations, you know, black-owned liquor stores. But the problem is, you know, some of my friends whose families own these stores, they didn't want to be bothered with it. You know, they didn't want to deal with the day-to-day operations. They wanted to go on and do whatever they wanted to do. They wanted to go to college. And I see a lot of them now, and they regret the fact that they didn't go ahead and roll their sleeves up and continue the family business, because look what has happened. In basically 30 years, I mean, when's the last time you went into a black-owned liquor store? When's the last time you went to a black-owned gas station? Who owns most of the parking lots around downtown the Indians?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we're consumers. We have turned ourselves, forget about the word coon, we're consumers. We have the biggest consumer base where we spend more dollars on TVs, on clothes. Forget about Gucci. When are we trying to help each other out? You made a great point, Bud. Floyd Mayweather is from Flint. Now, we can't really say
from
whether
Grand
he
Rapids,
has it.
Go ahead.
Well, okay, but it's
Grand
still
Rapids.
The same thing.
Right. But so I want you
we can't. Yeah, but we can't say if he didn't do something under the table. But the thing is, just because he's from Michigan, he saw the plight in Flint, he should have been the first guy to step up and say, hold on. You know, now I got all this money, more than I could ever spend 10 generations over.
Yes.
And I'm gonna foot the bill to restructure this thing, because I see y'all doing this bureaucratic dumb shit to keep my people oppressed. But again, on the other hand, why did he go ahead and spend 25 G's at Gucci? That was called "you can't tell me shit" mentality. You can't tell me what to do with money.
Yeah.
Forgetting about
that. He said that in an interview.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't even see the interview, but I can just tell you what was in his mind. Y'all can't tell me what to do, because he forgot. See, in that moment of clarity, instead of him lashing out and saying, "you hunkies can't tell me what to do, blah, 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 blah," he should have been like, "let me pump my brakes. You know what? Even though I don't normally shop here, I'm getting ready to go to Target. Or I'm getting ready to go buy some, you know, I'm a cash app, 50,000 people, $100 or whatever it is. That's how I'm going to spend my 50 G's." But he forgot, because he didn't have a moment of clarity. And I hate the fact that Brother Jim Brown, and I'm gonna get back behind the studio glass. But I hate that brothers like Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know,
yeah.
Rest in peace, Muhammad Ali. Them
Muhammad
cats,
Ali.
Man. You know, Dick Gregory. Those cats. That
we don't
if
have
they were in this time, if they were in this time and age, where they were young enough to be rebel rousers per se in a good way, they would rein some of these young cats in check that just blowing this money or being cooned or been cooned aside. Because Michael Jordan is another guy. You know, he's all about the dollar. That's when you said Steve Harvey. Michael Jordan ain't thinking about the brothers. Michael Jordan.
People don't realize he owns 60% of the prisons in North America. He has invested in 60% of the same facilities that encase his own people and getting paid. A prison is nothing but another form of a bank.
Give out that call in number again, and also the Twitter.
Again, that's
929.
929-477-4182. Again, that's 929-477-4182. Call in, talk to me. Blackface, I'm not winning. Floyd, I can't mess with you. You ain't fighting no more anyway. I ain't messing with you. I ain't never really felt you anyway. Too much for me. Yo, talk about it, man. Speak your mind. Call or holler at me.
313-475-8003. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
Yo, what up, what up, what up?
What's going on, man?
Hey, how you
What's going on? This is Joe Can, man.
Joe Can, what's poppin', Joe Can?
Joe Can, the great one, the great ones.
Well, this is the thing relative to the blackface. Of course, you know, they mocking us and what have you. However, with the Floyd thing, I think a lot of people was upset because they look up to Floyd based on his boxing greatness. But Floyd doesn't have the intellectual level of someone I have the expectations to not purchase Gucci after that situation, right? I think
wow.
The expectations of him are different from me because we made it's jokes and memes that he can't read, right? So when you're that rich, you're insulated to a certain point, right? Even though he's from Michigan, he should know that when you're that rich, you're not in the ground weeds of normal people anymore, right? So like they say, rich people problems, like he's so far in the sky, in the wind, he's not paying attention to nothing down there. And again, I don't think he's that intellectual to really be an advocate for the black community. He got his money and got paid, and he's living, you know, his best life, as we say. Like, I don't have that expectation of him. Who I do have the expectation of is someone who is of conscience, right, meaning the TIs of the world and this and that nature, right? Like, he's standing out about it. The one person I'm surprised that hasn't said anything is Jay-Z, because when Jay-Z said years ago, I put down the throwbacks and put on the button-up, everybody around the world had on button-ups, right? He changed.
Yeah. Button-ups became the number one seller.
Absolutely. He changed the culture by just saying one thing, right? And everybody mm-hmm. wants to be, oh, I'm grown now, you know. 30 is the new 40, what is it? The 30 is the new 20 or whatever, all this stuff.
Yeah,
so it's like,
new 20.
Like yeah, yeah. So I want somebody like him to drop a nugget in the water and say, yeah, I'm not doing this, and I guarantee people stop, right? But Floyd, yeah. to me, I don't know if he can recite his ABCs enough to even understand what's going on and give it.
I got a question for you while you're saying that. Now, you right. said based on his intellect, and I get that. His intellect is not the best. But Floyd Mayweather has a power that doesn't need intellect, meaning
that's
that
right.
he can entertain millions by what
that's
he
right.
does without using his intellect. Don't you that's think
correct.
That he's still – don't you think he's still responsible in some kind of way to be an advocate
I think
for our people?
I think he can't because
he's illiterate. He's not.
No. Y'all missing this.
No. You can't. I'm not going by his educational way.
I'm not talking about that. He's so far removed and insulated because he's made so much money. He's not feeling the pain that most people feel. He can see it, but he's not close enough to it to feel it. And then you add
right.
on top of that that he's not the type of individual, just like the caller just said. Do we really want him to speak on our behalf? He basically
yeah,
said, I'm going to do what I want to do because I can do it.
But if you ask me, Hop, if you ask me that question, do I need him to speak? Yes, I need him
yes.
to speak. Because you're Floyd Money Mayweather.
Hey, hold on.
You
what?
Are the biggest... But I get that.
It ain't about that we want him to speak.
Listen, he can't articulate the message that he's not even on the level. I mentioned three icons that he couldn't touch. Jim Brown.
Yep.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Dick Gregory. You cannot go in front of those crackers, man, and talk from a posture of, I got my money, you can't tell me what to do. Because they don't have to do that anymore, because what did I say? We're consumers. So Gucci didn't care. You just spent 25 G's. Bet.
Floyd, the people that put money in Floyd's pockets from
mm-hmm.
a consumer perspective relative to TV and all that, that's us, right? Because we can pay $99 to watch him fight. But the
damn
people
right.
that he surrounds himself with or he cares about are the people that's at the fight, because they spending thousands of dollars just to be there. So that's who he surrounds himself with. They are not talking about Flint. They're not talking about the strife of the black community or what have you. That's too ground level. That dude is in the sky. He's in his own jet. He doesn't have – like, he can't even really – I don't think the people around him
even care. He's in another dimension.
So the thing about Jay-Z and T.I., because their consumers are us. We put money in their pockets.
You can't even see Jay-Z got to get slid out the mix too, because he's been somewhat coonanized.
Even my guy, Dr. Dre. All right, you know, come on, back in the day, man. You know, those brothers had so much power to speak. Those guys
they
could change things in a millisecond. But now,
Jay-Z
just got a strategy. I got to defend Jay-Z, Coach. That's not right, because Jay-Z just got 21 Savage from doing life in prison.
I'm not talking about a good deed.
I'm talking about the power,
right,
dude. I mean, when you can affect.
Right.
It's two cats out here right now. Jay-Z and Dr. Dre can shut it down right now with what Gucci did.
You're damn right.
And get the rest.
Absolutely.
Michael Jordan can shut it down. Those three guys can shut it down.
Yeah.
But think about it. Obama can too. Puff Daddy can too.
I'm not hearing them either.
Michelle ain't saying nothing. They too out of reach.
No, that's different.
They're in a different dimension, man.
What Hop is saying is the influence of people like a Jay-Z. These people, we will listen to them. Like Obama,
correct,
that's our uncle or daddy. It's like, okay, cool, he's supposed to say that.
Yeah.
But when you got somebody that we look up to and listen to, we're not dealing with that. Oh, okay.
You can reach out and touch
him, again.
Listen at this, though. Y'all missing a point. At that moment, at that second, we understand what Floyd is. Because I had this argument with somebody, too. Because we know that Floyd is a dumbass, whatever y'all want to call him, right? But at that second, and being who he is, he could have changed everything about Gucci that next day with saying F.
That's my point.
Right then and there.
Absolutely.
But
Hold on, y'all. Because people trying to say it was a publicity stunt. A guy got on my status and said, think about it, Rob. How did TMZ know they was going to catch Floyd at Gucci at that time?
They weren't. Ooh. They always are in L.A. just hanging around catching everybody.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Hey, I don't care what it was.
How about this? They interviewed my man that owned FUBU, and he basically said that Gucci knew what they were doing because we're talking about it, which gives them advertising. Now, they may not make any money off of it, but we're talking about Gucci. You know, and those are the little backstories. But when you have power, man, when you can reach out, just look at it like this, Rob. You put the caller on the line and two other guys. Y'all can all reach out and solidarity and lock arms, man, and shut it down. And when you don't shut it down, you're thinking about, you know what, if I make this move and I step out here like that, cost me. So when you were that far out there like that and you worried about whether it'll cost you or not, that's why you don't hear nobody saying much. And most of them guys have Caucasian advisors.
I got one question. So why hasn't somebody who has a historical, like he historically has always stepped up for the black community, got schools and what have you, why hasn't LeBron said anything?
I've been wondering.
You know what? I just said it, man. The old vanguard of the black movement, they're all tired. You dig what I'm saying? And they've all waited for this group, the three I mentioned, and there are more, to step up and toe the line, man. When Muhammad Ali decided, man, you know what, at the crust, the pinnacle of his dominance, man, I'm not going off to fight a white man's war, and the money that he lost, and then the athletes that came behind him, the Bill Russell, you know, those guys, man, believe me, when they talk to you about all that, those guys listen, but they don't listen because it's about the bottom line and the dollar. And then, how many people do you know didn't just throw their Gucci stuff out. Well, I paid X amount of dollars for it. I just can't throw it away. That's
because
how you
they
make a statement. Right.
They paid for it.
So they ain't going to throw it away.
No, they paid for it. See, they finna make this thing into a T.I. versus we finna make this thing into a T.I. versus Floyd Mayweather thing. Y'all know he just came back, and this is just 50 minutes ago, and he's talking about how let me see. Let me start off for y'all. Okay.
I'm talking about T.I. calling him a fuck nigga and all that on his page.
Uh-huh. That's why I ain't going to go there. You got to watch him out. We can't, you know. He's saying these people are playing hot shots. First, they're surprisingly boycotting the NFL, but as soon as the Super Bowl came around, they were either at the game watching it on TV or throwing Super Bowl parties. Last week, it was R. Kelly. This week, it's Gucci. People boycott trend, but turn around and still shop at H&M and watch the NFL. Then he got a whole bunch of, I wasn't going to get into it because it's a lot of, you know, but he's talking about the different things that Dan became a designer for Gucci. See, yeah, he's trying to. This is what I hate, because he got this money and he feel like he's saying some real smart stuff, and you really a fool, and we don't get it, and
more.
We let these guys get away with it.
I'm gonna bring
you
a couple more callers in before we go to break. 313-957-9440. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
Hey, What's up, Frank?
What's up, Frank?
I did not mean to call you
man,
big.
Man, come on now. You know I'm big.
Praise.
Man, I'm big
praise,
out here.
Man.
I'm big out here. I just wanted to input on some of y'all, on some of the conversation y'all was having about this Floyd Mayweather situation. Because, you know, I posted something like that on Facebook when he was talking to TMZ. You know what I'm saying? When I first seen it, you know what I'm saying? I posted it, like, as soon as it dropped, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I feel like this. Like, I understand you do have to be articulate, and you have to be a smart person sometimes in certain situations. But this situation, you ain't got to be the smartest person or the most intelligent person in the world to tell your people, like, forget going to, he ain't got to go talk to the white people or none of that. But to tell your people not to wear the shit, not to wear the stuff, or we're boycotting it right now. You ain't got to be the smartest man on earth to say nothing about that. Especially when
that's
we
right.
The one putting the money in your pocket. Like, we the ones paying for the pay-per-view. We the ones paying for them tickets to go come see them fight. Like, he ain't just making that money
right.
By himself.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And all I'm saying is this, like, you don't got to be the smartest man in the world to tell your people they making a mockery of us. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be smart. You ain't got to be the smartest man. You ain't got to know how to read a sentence. It's in your face.
You know what you got to have, though? That's not about being smart. You got to have a conscience. And the fact that you, amongst many others, pay-per-view. I heard earlier in the intro that people lost their cribs going to see him fight. That money's gone. It's in his pocket.
Yeah.
So
hey,
y'all, you know, that battle cry is good.
Hey, check this out. Let me read this, and then I think we're going to go to commercial break. But listen at this fool. See, this is what it's about. This our people, though. This is what he comes back and says. This Floyd Mayweather now. These same celebrities are proud deadbeat fathers and unfaithful husbands using their platforms to rally the troops against luxury brands, yet have been the prime contributors of influencing the destruction of our people by way of their music content and imagery. Should we boycott their music and record and record labels as well, or do we learn to communicate or bring solutions to the problems we're facing as a whole?
So is that the pot calling the kettle? How dare you come
Bingo.
At me? But
you
get
feel
this
me?
Yeah,
that's a good point. That was a great point.
But it was personal.
He going
no,
at
no.
T.I.
That wasn't. He went at T.I. That's T.I.'s personal
he
life.
He went right at T.I.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that was his point to go at T.I. That's what I'm saying. That's the point. That's all. That's the point that he got. Like, he's going
he's
at
going
T.I. That's all that is. And that's probably the only reason why he said he do what he want. I buy what I want. I don't follow people.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but
we know that. You know
but,
what I'm saying?
Here,
hey man, y'all gotta read this.
But you know, here's the deal. We got to go to break too.
Yeah,
we kind of over. Here's the deal. When you get on a platform or a soapbox and you want to bash somebody, you better make damn sure that whatever skeletons you got is locked away and can't come out, and none of your windows are broken, because you always make yourself look like a dumbass when you go against somebody else and you're not man enough to step up to the plate for the brother. We'll be back. You're listening to Heavy Talk. When we come back, we'll get into a little bit of NFL free agency, and then we'll go to the last segment of the night, Team Spotlight, the Hurricanes. Feel free to call in 929-477-4182. We'll be back. Let's reset the show. You're back at Heavy Talk. And now back to our host, Robbie G and Pug.
Yeah, man.
Man, that was a steamy topic, man. I'm sorry we had to transition from it. But, you know, again,
it's heavy,
if you have more you want to say, if you got more you want to say, you could definitely follow us on Twitter, Heavy Talk 1 IG. Instagram, you can follow us at Heavy Talk 1, and you can follow our podcast on Facebook at Heavy Talk Podcast.
Hey, and you guys are doing the Heavy Talk After Hour, right? So you can definitely pick up the conversation on your Facebook Live or Instagram Live. You guys doing that tonight?
Hey, we might go live tonight, man, especially since Bro in town. Slap him for me, Bud.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me fight you back.
All right, now we only got about well, how many minutes do you guys want to devote to the free agency and then the team spotlight? You think you guys gonna get more people wanting to talk about the Hurricane?
Absolutely. And we want to get Jason Curtis back on here, because that was, people didn't realize who that was. That was the owner of back-to-back national champions, Metro Detroit Ravens. For him to call in on behalf of another team is big. That just I want to put that out there now. So everybody definitely can call in. We definitely want to hear from you and hear your input on this, because again, it's bigger than Black Robin Hood and Coach Hop. We want everybody to tune in, and more importantly, get the word out that Heavy Talk Radio is here. More importantly, it's for us to reach each other on a higher platform. So definitely want to get more callers in on that last segment. But just to transition over to the NFL, oh, my God, I am a Steelers fan, and I am sick today.
That boy is hurt.
But
I'm going to
tell you,
it's a
good sickness. Let me give you – it's a good sickness, though, because in the sports lovers know that Antonio Brown has been
the biggest
crybaby in the NFL for the last year and a half.
Antonio Brown has had
antics. He's had antics where he's not practiced. He's had things where he's missed out on scheduled meetings. He did a contract holdout for an extra $2 million in incentives, which he did get. He did reach his incentives, but he held out half a camp for it. Then let's talk about the influence that he had with Le'Veon Bell sitting out as well. You wouldn't even call him to get him to come back to the field, which he didn't. And he had that freedom to do that, but it cost him $16 million this year. I don't care how much money you have, not having an extra $16 million does hurt. But that's another story as well. But
How about the disrespect, though? This is where it started. When you're in, you know, you come off a win, and I've never seen a player ever do what he did in the middle of a private moment with the team, and the head coach doesn't even know. And Mike Tomlin is solely responsible for his conduct anyway by allowing him to get away with this nonsense. And you're on Facebook Live or Instagram Live while your coach is talking. And he don't even know you videotaping.
Wow.
So that just goes to show you where his mind was before all this other stuff happened. And I'm going to tell you something. I said it on my show the other day. He is going to suffer a different type of football racism, unlike what Ray Rice did or Kaepernick. When you get bigger than what you think you are, and in this day and age, receivers are kind of starting to be like a dime a dozen. It's kind of flipped towards, you know, we need guys to be able to stop these offensive guys. So the defensive guys, as Deion Sanders, my idol, would say, we the premium guys. We the people that people want to see because I want to shut down Michael Irvin. That guy get ready to back himself into a corner, man, and he's going to get played. When you do the Steelers, let me tell you, it's one or let me put it like this. It's two organizations in the NFL that you don't shit on. One of them is the Chicago Bears, and we are the Patriots will shit on you, so that they different. But I'm talking about old school teams. Patriots just shit on you and that's it. You know, if you don't do what they ask you to do, they shitting on you anyway. But you got the Bears.
You're homeless.
You're homeless. You got the Bears with the Hallis and McCaskey tradition. You got the Giants. You got the Kansas City Chiefs, the Hunt family. And then you got the Rudys, dude. Those are probably four of the biggest and best organizations to work for. Now, in my opinion, if you want to get paid and not be held accountable, you can always work for the Lions.
Yeah.
The Ford family gonna pay you. You ain't got to worry about that. But that's just my take on it. And I'm gonna bring some callers in. And all I request for the show, for cosmetic purposes, is if you're in a loud area, go somewhere where you can really talk if it's too loud. And kind of chime in. I'm going to bring a bunch of callers in. If you don't respond, I'm going to bomb you. First caller, 419-932-1439. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
Welcome to Heavy Talk.
What's up?
What's going on?
I'm gonna bring
how,
in
how you doing today?
I'm going to bring in one more caller. And this caller didn't respond the last time.
Not my
313-209-1101. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
Yo.
What up, yo?
All right, so you guys got two
what
callers,
up,
man, to talk about free agency before we get to the next topic.
Okay.
Oh, you got two callers on here. Who we speaking with?
Yep. Okay. Who we speaking
with? This mail, man. I was just trying to get to the waiting for us. You already know.
All right. Hey, Mel.
What up,
we
bro?
Glad that you on there, man.
All right, man, I'm going to put you back on hold until we get to the hurricane. So let me get another call.
Larry, bud. Rob.
Who this?
This is Larry.
Larry, what up, man?
What's
going on, brother?
313-899-0535. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
Yo.
I believe that caller just hung up. 313-829-3826. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
What up? I'm holding for the Hurricanes talk.
All right, I'll put you back on hold. Last caller, 313-595-6704. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
Yeah, though. What up,
dog? Yeah, dog.
It's about time I got through.
Who we speaking with?
Boo, Beard Nation,
baby. Beard Nation, Boo, what's out there?
What's that? What's
Beard
up,
Nation,
man?
Dog?
Hey, look, ain't really want nothing, dog. I just couldn't get him to try to take a ride, so I know I can catch him on this line. That's crazy.
So you came on heavy talk to reprimand your brother on the radio?
Yeah, you got Hulk Hogan right here making all this noise while I'm in the... Yeah, man. What topic are y'all on right now?
No, we talking about the
free agency. NFL, Antonio Brown saga.
Man, y'all worry about Antonio Brown. What about Rakeem Hunt? He just went to the Cleveland. That's what I need to be talking about.
Yeah.
He can't play until after a 13 game suspension. So
we wouldn't get a hell about that.
I mean,
it's 13 games though. That's a lot of games.
It's only 17.
Yeah, but they
gonna see.
They
gonna
try
16.
To appeal that though, man.
They gonna add the preseason men on that. It's like they're gone.
If they do that, well, that's three games gone, right?
No, that's four.
Four preseason. Then he'd be back week eight.
Week nine.
My math is right. Week eight or nine.
Yeah, he'd be back week nine.
Nine, they still got a bye.
Y'all be back week nine. I'm right.
But he only technically sit out eight games.
And they still might be all right. They still might break 500.
Right.
I'll call that bitch wrong.
See, y'all don't know nothing.
So, Boo, so tell us about what you think about Antonio Brown, though. Can you tell us about that? Because we was on top of all the antics and the stuff he's doing for that organization. And Coach Hop kind of said he's really leaving a bad mark on his brand. As a receiver, as one of the pinnacle receivers in the NFL, by his antics that he's pulling right now. What you think about it?
What are you doing? Because I ain't been following it.
Oh, man. He going on Twitter, every social media site, saying goodbye to the Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah, he's on a rampage right now. He's saying bye to all the fans. He got every player in the NFL recruiting him right now on live social
media. That's what he's supposed to, but you got to think. Antonio Davis doing the same thing in New Orleans. He don't want to be there. You can't make a player play that don't want to be there. Le'Veon Bell did the same thing. Shit, he gave up, what, $14 million? You can't make me play if I don't want to be there. You'd be better off letting me go. But anyway, bro, I got to get back to what I know I do best. Bowling. I'll holler at y'all later.
Oh,
over
my God. Yeah, you hear me. I gotta get back to what I do, man.
Hey,
thanks for calling me,
Boo,
man.
Thanks, Boo.
Hey, where my guy Larry go, man?
Yo, man, look. The whole Antonio Brown thing, for real, man. Like, I think, and this is just my opinion, is he burning a lot of bridges, man.
Granted,
he is probably hands down one of the best wide receivers we have watched play this game.
So he's the best right now, then.
I'm not a
so he's the best right now.
He's the best right now.
Okay,
but is it really him, or is it coaching? Is it him and Ben that fell out? Is it offensive coordinator ain't giving him no love? You see it all the time.
Yeah, that's
you know
true. That's true.
T.O. used to get mad at Jeff Garcia when he was in San Francisco, and Donovan McNabb, too, when he was with the Eagles.
With the Eagles, yeah.
Chris Carter, he got into it with Dante Culpepper towards the end of the season, his year before he was done. So is it really whose fault really is it? Now, granted, he's making a fool out of himself.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, hey, well, Larry, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break. I got to go see if this pizza just came to the door. No, I'm just joking. We got to be right back, though. Stay tuned in. We're going to finish talking about the free agency, NFL, and then for the love of Antonio Brown. Stay tuned.
All right. We're going to actually skip away from the free agent talk, and we got about 24 minutes to go in the Heavy Talk show. And now it's time for Team Spotlight. And the spotlight of the day of the Hurricanes. And now back to our host, Robbie G. And Pug, you listening to Heavy Talk. And I'm going to let
give,
all the Hurricanes. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to let all the Hurricanes, because, man, y'all got a whole plethora. All I'm saying
and
is
I
keep it clean.
Hold on, let me get this off.
Keep it clean.
Keep
hold
it.
On,
I was just,
right
I got
back.
You. I got you. Let me get
keep it clean.
No,
keep
clean.
It clean.
No punches below the belt.
Keep it clean. No
now,
punches
hold on.
Below
let
the
me
belt.
Get it out, y'all.
No eye gouging.
Hold on, hold on. Let me get it out. This ain't no bad section. Don't
yo.
Get on here trying to single out no teams. It's a straight up spotlight.
This
so
is
I'm
funny.
Gonna start this off, bud. Hold on, bud. Let me start it off.
Hey, but wait a minute, Rob. Wait a minute, Rob. If I hear any of the M bombs or any of the LGBT community, you will automatically be bombed and ejected from the
hold
show.
Hold on, fellas. Hold on. It's gonna get chaotic. Hey, step back,
brother.
Hold on, Coach Hop. Step back. Put step back.
Boy, you done it there.
Hold on. Damn, he done let Phrase back on here. Y'all know Phrase loud as hell. Listen up.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Hold on.
Well,
okay,
why I gotta
on.
Be loud, bro?
Cool. Just hold on, Phrase. Hold on.
Because you know me here, dog.
Right. Hold on. Let me get it. Straight up spotlight. We not bashing nobody. We not talking about who we play. This is a straight
my
up
brother,
spotlight.
My brother.
Let me start by saying this, though. And, Rob, I'm glad you put that out there. It is a spotlight, but I want you to keep it football. I want you to give us your honesty, but definitely keep it classical because we are on the airwaves. But more important, if you feel strong about something, say it. I like honesty. I want you to say how you feel.
I love honesty.
Just don't say how you feel.
Y'all know who I am.
But just don't say.
I'm Charlamagne.
But my thing is, when I feel that you're being too honest, I'm going to hit that mute button and we're going to hang up on you.
Yeah,
you
can't be, like, blatantly honest. Like, yeah, disrespectful honest. Yeah.
I want you to talk football, though. So, without further ado,
all right,
we definitely want to shout out.
I got it. Before you go, Pud, it's 21 minutes left in the show. We're taking 5 minutes away, so we got about 15 and some change to get what y'all need to get in. So, y'all need to get in it.
We got it.
Let's get to it.
Listen up.
Michigan Hurricanes, where y'all at, man?
Michigan Hurricanes, where y'all at? Semi-pro spotlight tonight. Hold on, I got it. Michigan Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Beautiful team, but started a few years ago.
I like what they're doing over there, man. Like, I do.
Hold on. Beautiful team that was started a few years ago by my man, Coach Page. And I don't know if he got any others, you know what I'm saying? I think Big Lorenzo. But I know for a fact Coach Page started it. After he left us, he started this team off, and they got a group of young men that fought their way to the top. They beat, they did their thing last year. They took a hard loss against the Cincinnati Chiefs, and now they're in I don't want to say in a big league because they was in a big league last year, but they was tier two. Now they're tier one, and they're going against some nice talent this year, and we really want to see what the Hurricanes is all about. We really love what they're doing over there. Them boys partying, they're young, they're having fun, and that's what it's all about. Hurricanes, where y'all at? Is they on there?
Yeah, it should be Mel. Should be on there. Mel been waiting.
I don't know what happened. Hurry up and call in. Y'all got about 12 minutes left. Put where you at? How you feel about the Hurricanes?
Hurricanes. A hurricane is a vicious storm that comes from the water onto the land waves, tearing down various buildings, landmines, cars, telephone lines, destruction. Okay, that's the weather term of it. But I'm talking about the Michigan Hurricanes, man, a.k.a. them young boys. You know, again, want to shout out the Michigan Hurricanes, man. They did their thing last year.
unfortunately, they didn't reach the goal that they set for themselves, but that's what makes football so beautiful. You get another crack at it again another year. Definitely led by Coach Lawrence Page and Lamar Miller, defensive coordinator. Coach
Yeah,
Whitey.
My man Lamar. Shout out Lamar Miller.
Yeah,
big shout
organization over there. They got a great organization out there. Again, full of lively young players, hungry players. But like you said earlier, they in the big leagues now. And sometimes we all know when your little brother want to fight the big brother.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you get that one lick in, you know, you think you got him beat. It's time for him to get back in that big boy ring.
Eight tackles.
Who was that?
Who's that? Who's that? Who's
that? Yeah, somebody was talking
about
here. Somebody was giving us a stat line. It was like eight tackles, 10 touchdowns.
Oh,
this
Mel, man.
Fumbles.
I ain't know y'all tapped me.
All right, there you go. Big Mel, Romel.
I mean,
Romel, how you doing?
I'm good, bro.
What's going on with you, man? Shout out to me.
I'm good, man. Chilling. I'm getting my hair cut. Finna go take my lady out.
Okay. That's your other life. We talking about this.
You
want
a bow tie tonight, little bro? You want a bow tie tonight?
Yeah, man. I got to get out here.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, so tell us a little bit about your team, Mel. Mel, tell us a little bit about your team.
Well, as y'all said, I play for the Michigan Hurricanes. Y'all really already said everything. We the young boys. We the ones that want to party, man, have fun and win. We know we're going to be serious, but we're going to have fun off the field.
What's that y'all just played for in January?
It was some type of little championship in Texas. It was some type of Texas league deal, I mean, that we got invited to. I just know it was a championship down there. It was big for them down there, but that's all I know about.
You guys came out victorious. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
What you got in store for this year?
A lot more dancing.
Yeah. I heard that.
A lot more dancing and touchdowns. You already know.
I heard that. That sounds like y'all going to do a lot of winning then.
Man, that's a goal. This is probably the toughest schedule we done had as an organization. So I'm really looking forward to it.
But me personally, I definitely want to give you a shout out for one, man, because y'all took a few players left, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't cry about it. Y'all stepped up. You stepped up to the plate, became a leader on the field.
Yes, sir.
Took care of business. And y'all name is hitting these boys' mouth like crazy, man. Y'all are the team to watch out for, no matter what. Them young boys coming to play. And I appreciate y'all bringing that toughness onto the field. Can't wait to see you guys play. I just want you guys to keep it classy and go out with a bang.
Yeah, definitely. I was gonna say that too. I heard Cersei saying about how they almost lost the field and jumped. Definitely got to change that this year. It needs to be more like barbecues and stuff after the game instead of fights.
That's right. And it's not just y'all young guys. It's about our older guys too.
Oh yeah,
we gotta understand.
I already know.
Sure, it ain't just y'all. It's not just
everybody.
Y'all.
It's everybody.
Y'all it's everybody. Yeah. You don't single out nobody. It's everybody in that situation.
Right.
But the thing is, man, we feel like
I got a question. I got a question for Romel real quick. If y'all
go
Romel.
Ahead.
Nah, I, of course I've seen you play one of the most. Let me give him his due. He's definitely one of the most electrifying football players in sports entertainment right now. Mr. Houseman. He definitely is on a lot. But my question is to you is, what is it going to take for us to see the Hurricanes playing at the end of the year for a championship? What do you think needs to happen?
We just got to stick together. The past 2 years, we've made it to the – we've been a couple yards away from winning.
Right.
Every year. Mm. You got to stay educated and keep pushing each other forward. Everybody got to be brothers. Everybody got to be brothers and shit. Everybody got to stay close. My bad, I didn't mean to cuss, but we got to you're only as strong as our weakest link, so we got to make sure we get everybody to practice so we can get on that same mindset.
Okay.
We got to have that Dallas mindset, as we've been saying. We got to have a Dallas mindset. We won the championship in their state, so let's try to win one in ours.
Right.
Real talk.
That's real. I like that answer.
One thing that I like about y'all though, you know that like y'all make me still want to play. You know what I'm saying? On some real stuff. Like y'all take me back to when I was y'all age. You know what I'm saying? I was still running around playing with my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Being around them all the time. You know what I'm saying? So y'all brought that back. Y'all brought that kid feeling back. You know what I'm saying? That young boy feeling back. Not to say kids like y'all kids, but you know what I'm saying? Like
that
fun
I definitely
part.
Understand.
That fun. That,
we the baby.
You know what I'm saying? Like
this. At a league.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And this is a kid game. League. You know what I'm saying? We man, but we playing a kid game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is a kid game. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And y'all bringing that back with that being said, y'all bringing that back. You know what I'm saying? And making it so
mm-hmm.
fun again because y'all talking. You got AJ when he talking. Y'all got y'all rock star stuff going on. And like I said, like I like y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, you know that I bought into
yeah.
y'all. Like I like y'all. I like what y'all doing over there. You know what I'm saying? I think it's gonna be something big after when I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be coming up there watching y'all win ships. I know it's gonna be something like that. Ain't no thing. I know. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
real
yeah,
talk,
like
y'all doing y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? And that's why everybody kind of butt into y'all, because y'all are the babies and y'all are the little brothers of the league. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
we want to see y'all do good, too.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we got
but at
that
the same time, it's a competitive sport.
Yeah,
we're
the youngest ones in the league, but at the same time, we just be – like, you know, we had that spark, somebody say something. So we feel like somebody say something out the way. Of course, we're going to reply. But that's just because,
yeah.
you feel me, we looking up to everybody. We looking up to everybody. So we want y'all to feel like y'all have to compete against us. We don't want, cause
yeah.
like I say, them.
And one thing y'all got to understand, we was the young boys, too. Like, we was all young
right.
boys, too. We was the young boys at one time, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rob, Pud, me, like, we all know that. Like, we all was them young boys, you know what I'm saying, at that
well,
one
like
time.
Said,
you know what
like
saying?
I tell y'all all the time, Mel, and you know I've had this conversation with you more than once. I'm a kid when I'm playing this game. I'm the big – anybody
right.
can tell you. Black Rob is the biggest kid on and off the field when we playing this football game. I love to have fun, make sure it's fun, but be as competitive as you can be. You know what I'm saying? It's the difference of hating a team while you playing them, but hating them in the real world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I have no hate for nobody that's semi-pro. I have no hate for nobody that's semi-pro. But when I play the Ravens, I can't stand them.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Nice. That's nice. That's definitely. Nice. Me and Fred, we was going at it all this whole little winter in the little flag.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Every
I mean, talking about every time we played them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got the better end. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Let me say something real quick. This
who that, Jay?
This Jay. Yeah, you know what you have to realize is this. If you think you're going to go to Memorial Field at 7 o'clock and the game is going to be easy, you're going to be
right.
in for a different story.
Right.
These young boys ain't about no games. And I call them young
Absolutely.
Boys because I see the same thing I seen in my killers. You understand
yes,
what I'm
sir.
Saying? Like, when I started my team, I was 22. I ain't even nowhere near 40 yet. You understand what I'm saying? These young boys ain't about no games, and they'll bring it to your living room, on and off the field. And that's what makes me excited about them. They don't play no games, man. They play the game the way it needs to play, and they stick together. And that's the biggest thing about semi-pro. As we all know, Rob, you've been in for a long time. You've played for teams. Pud, you and your brother, you have seen it, little girl, same thing. They stick
right.
together,
mm-hmm.
win, lose, or draw, and, boy, they going to give you everything they got. They're going to give you everything they got, boy. Because I'm going to tell
you
right now,
Jason.
That cheap, huh?
I said I had a quick question for you. Because you had mentioned that you see the same thing in them that you've seen in your guys, meaning the Ravens. Do you
right.
see – so what is it going to take for them, as you being a fan of football and also being an owner, what is it do you feel that the Hurricanes need to be just like or even better than that them young killers that you once had? What is it that they're missing? What's the key ingredient?
Well, see, the reason why I can't give you that answer – because I'm not in that day-to-day operation.
Right.
I can't give you a legitimate answer if I'm not in their day-to-day operations, if I'm not in their practice.
Right.
I don't know how they practice. I don't know how the front office is. I don't know how the communication with the players is. Because the biggest thing is, and as we all
communication.
know,
communication with the players is the biggest thing in semi-pro. It's the biggest thing,
okay.
and that's what people fall off at. Like, you have to have communication with their players, because all we know, everybody ain't getting money like that. Everybody life situations ain't the same. Everybody, you know, if it's $25 due, if it's $35 due, you might have somebody on the team that might have $5. So how do you decipher to chastise somebody that only got $5 versus your main players paying money? You understand what I'm saying? That's the biggest thing that you got to kind of decipher, and you got to kind of and you got to be smart with it. So I can't give you an answer on that if they don't know their day-to-day business. But far as I can give you a football answer, the football answer would be keep doing what they're doing. And the reality is this. They may not win it this year. You know, they may not win it this year. They may not win it next year. But the crazy part about it is,
it's coming.
Like 21, 22, 23.
That's what I'm saying. It's coming.
Right, exactly. And they got so far to go as far as what they can succeed and what I hope for. And this is what I hope for, what I hope for a lot of guys like Romeo. I know we've all tried to have him go to school. You know what I'm saying? We all still
want to go to school. Time, man.
But we know the talent is there to go to school route, go to arena route. And it might be a situation where they may never win, but I don't know if the satisfaction of Coach Page will be satisfied with getting Romeo to go to school or go to a college team, or getting Rock Dollars to go to school, or getting Raynard to go to school or go to arena team. So every owner
right.
has to have a vision of what they think, but it's all about what's best for the player. If your mindset is what's best for the player, then everything else will fall in place.
That's real.
Yeah, that's one thing I can't say about Jay. That's one thing I can't say about Jay. Like, when I first started playing at, like, 22, you know what I'm saying, 21, and playing with the Ravens, you know what I'm saying, like, Jay knew I played arena, you know what I'm saying, like, they made sure, like ways, like, y'all make sure y'all get to practice, you know what I'm saying. They was making sure we weren't missing none of our practices, you know what I'm saying, for arena. It was, like, business first, you know what I'm saying. It was more of us being out getting ourselves exposure and, you know what I'm saying, trying to get ourselves to our dream, you know what I'm saying, what we're chasing, you know what I'm saying, because we all got this dream to play football, you know what I'm saying, period. We all share the same dream. That's why we all so close and talk junk and play football with each other, because we all share the same dream of playing football. But like you said, like, your front office, if they pushing for you to go to school, you know what I'm saying, that's what you should do, like, despite of what your team doing, you know what I'm saying. I understand you want your team to win and stuff, but sometimes you got to put yourself first, you know what I'm saying. And that's one thing my mom's always taught me. Like, sometimes it ain't bad putting yourself first sometimes, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to be selfish when it comes to you. You know what I'm saying? And the better of your life. You know what I'm saying? If they really your boys and they really your real teammates and they really love you like they say they do, bro, they're going to understand regardless. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to care. And that's one thing I can say. That's how the family was with the Ravens. You know what I'm saying? Nobody care. You know what I'm saying? About us missing, about me missing the game or not being a play or none of that.
And you're right, little D. And I see that in the Hurricane Gab. I see that like in their crew, like the way they hang, the way they associate with each other, the way they hang outside of football, like what we do, like we've been hanging.
Yeah,
they like
how we was for sure.
Exactly, but like we was 22, 23. Now we 34, 35, 36, and we still hanging. And even with the new guys that we get come to the team, we bring them in and show them that leadership, and I see the same thing from them. So, like I said, I can't give you an exact answer on how it would be, but I know they got the foundation for it to be there. You feel me?
They definitely do.
Hey, y'all want to know something real? And because, hey, Jay, honest to God, I always said that because don't forget – a lot of people don't know. Black Rob was over there when the Ravens started with you. You know what I mean?
When you play with the Ravens.
That's a different story. But listen. but listen. The Hurricane team. Hey, I said that, Jay, right? You want to know what
right.
they missing? You want to know what they missing?
What?
They're missing a T. Sims. And when they get it, they're really gonna be dangerous.
Dangerous. I mean, they dangerous now. Like, I don't.
No,
I mean, I'm
for
you,
sure. Don't get it twisted.
He's talking about that. He's talking about that motivation. He's talking about that big motivational. He's talking about that motivate.
Right. I know, Rob. I know you said it for a tense purpose of
the next level, but they're dangerous now. Like, they've been dangerous. Like, last year they were dangerous. Like they were dangerous. Like, you know, they got.
Trust me, I know we
like,
lost.
Like okay, let's just look at the team real quick. Let's break the team down real quick for what we know. I don't know everybody, but let me break down what I know. Like Romeo, if he touched the ball 9 times out of 10, it's six. Kickoff return, if he playing corner, if he playing wide receiver, if he taking the jet sweep, whatever he doing, it's six. Like I'm gonna be real realistic with you. In my little what?
I'm gonna say one more name for y'all.
Hold on, 14.
Butter.
I've been a semi-pro.
I'm gonna say Butter.
Hold on. Oh, let me say this real quick. I've been the owner of a semi-pro team for 14 years. We're 05-19, 14 years. It's only a few people that I've seen that can change a game like that. Roy Granger.
Yes, sir.
Reggie Eubanks.
Yep.
And I hate to sound biased because I don't know about a lot of teams, but I'm gonna tell you. Roy Granger, Reggie Eubanks, Daryl Frazier, Jose Moores, and then a couple guys won't know, like DD, PJ, Bo, like people won't know them. But the main people that people know from the internet, Roy, Reggie, Lil Daryl, Jose, like those people change games that you haven't seen on the offensive side of the ball.
Romeo's a game changer for sure.
All the players you name are game changers.
I know it's more than that, so I don't want people to feel like they left out. I know it's more than that, but it's so many to name because I've seen teams that young guys don't know. Like, they don't know about the Brian Young team that had Tompkins and them in their prime. They don't know about the 07 Gates and Searcy and them. They don't know about the Titans when Clancy and them was in his prime. Like, they don't know about that, so I can't talk on that.
Right. But yeah, he definitely a game changer. You got to circle him on the paper. And when you're on the lineup, you got to circle him.
Now, guess what? We understand that. That's football, right? We know that.
Right.
Now, this is what I'm saying. Because they could have whooped on the Chiefs, right? But they didn't have that voice. See, it's all good when everybody's winning. That's cool.
You're right.
When we win and we party.
Everything good.
All right. We talk about when you need that voice. That's going to shut motherfuckers. Hey, chill out. Let's get it going. Like, we got to
jump. Big Mo.
I get what Rob.
We got to go. When we went to the game that they lost, that's what it was. It was just a moment of adversity. Well, I hate to say it, fellas. You know, it's been a great, great show. We got to wrap it up. We definitely right back.
Hey, man, thank y'all for calling
again.
We really appreciate it.
Again, highlight us.
For sure.
On Facebook. Heavy Talk Podcast. Thank you, Jace Curtis. I want to say thank you to Larry for calling in. The great Praise. Oh, Romeo from the Michigan Hurricane. Two phones wasn't working.
Joke.
All the phones because that wasn't working. Thank you for calling in. We'll be right back here next week. Y'all be blessed. Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy your evening.